I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The renovation of a 70-year-old science building at Montana State University Billings took another step toward completion. The Montana Board of Regents authorized spending just over $17 million yesterday on the project before they joined students, faculty, donors, and others for a ceremonial groundbreaking. Just before the ceremony started, the sprinklers turned on and hit a few of the guests and speakers. Undeterred, Mayor Bill Cole laid a chair over a couple of the sprinkler heads, and the event got underway. Cole says the city of Billings contributed money toward this project because MSU Billings helps drive the economy and trains the needed workforce.
The city knows that this is the future of Billings. Billings has to fill 50,000 jobs, we estimate, in the next 10 years or so.
Many of those will be jobs that need workers with skills in the sciences, technology, engineering, or mathematics, also known as STEM. Cole says Billings needs more workers in the healthcare field, for example. He and others say this new science and allied health building will help train that future workforce with its state-of-the-art laboratories and classrooms. MSU Billings student Savannah Merritt is a double major in biology and chemistry. She says she spends most of her time in this building that was constructed in the 1940s.
And so having a new science building is really important to me. I think the biggest thing that people on the outside don't see is that we took our finals with our roof caving in.
She says there were buckets in the hallway to collect dripping water. The existing science building is the largest deferred maintenance project on the MSU Billings campus, and it needs fixes to bring it up to code and for life safety and other reasons.
I didn't think I'd ever get to see the science building be built. It was just a rumor, and so to have that actually be happening is kind of a big deal for me, so it's really important.
This project started with the 63rd Montana Legislature. It was just one of the capital projects included in House Bill 5. Lawmakers appropriated $10 million, but it was contingent on a local match of $5 million. In 2013, the MSU Billings Foundation was tasked with raising that money after having just completed a multi-million dollar scholarship campaign. The money was finally raised this past summer, and by that time, the price tag for this project rose from the initial estimate of $15 to about $18 million. So some changes were made to the plans to reduce the cost, but the project was still short of money. And that's when the MSU Billings student government stepped up and approved spending $2.1 million in student fees to help push the project to completion. The Montana Board of Regents meeting this week in Billings unanimously approved the use of those student fees for this project, along with the local and state match. Afterwards, they joined the campus and the Billings community to celebrate. So even with the sprinklers spraying in the background, eventually someone did come and shut them off, though. MSU Billings Foundation President and CEO Bill Kennedy asked over two dozen people to ready their shovels.
With the ground being wet and ready to go, I ask you all, please take a shovel and dig it up.
The state budget director will also have to sign off on the project before the real work begins. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.